The original kings of podcasting, starring Mark Chambers and Todd Perry. Season 2, Episode 3, Basic.
Original Kings of Podcasting, my name is Mark, that is Todd.
Yes.
I have a, I don't know, it's like, it's too late for a quarter life crisis, mm-hmm. and it's too early for a midlife crisis, but I'm having some sort of a problem.
Okay. You can open up to me about that.
I know we sat down here to talk about this, and even just trying to start, I'm struggling with it a little bit.
But that's how I know it's something that you really need to get off your chest and that you really need good, solid, honest advice about.
So it started with me trying to dig deep into a bit of a phobia that I feel I'm developing.
Spiders?
Oh, I have that one already.
Gonorrhea.
That's not a phobia. I mean, so much as it's a sexually transmitted
phobia. Do you think you could get
my fear of intimacy was a sexually transmitted phobia.
I mean, but you know you only get the sexually transmitted phobia if you do it in not normal vaginal intercourse.
I don't know what sex therapist you have been seeing.
Yeah, you know what? I was with this really adventurous woman mm-hmm. one time, and had no idea. I had a fear of heights after having sex with her. I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-tsh. Thank you.
That was like my Woody Allen joke. I was talking to my therapist. I got a sexually transmitted fear of heights.
Wow. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we should just end it and just put out a four-minute-long show. But sadly, we can't, and I'm forced to broach this topic.
Yeah.
I have actually developed a fear of going out.
Like going out to the club? Or like...
No. Well, I mean, I don't have a fear of going out to the clubs as much as I have a dislike of going out to the clubs. Oh, okay. I have a fear that I'm going to be asked to attend some kind of outing.
An outing?
Are you in
England?
Like at a restaurant... Or at someone's house.
Okay. Are you?
Where?
Only Mary Poppins goes on outings, by the way. I'm like...
An outing?
Yes. Father, we're going to go fly a kite on an outing.
Someone will come and collect me and take me out.
Would you find that you would at some point be in a lorry?
So I have this very real fear of outings in which we will go somewhere where like food is being served that I don't know how to eat.
Okay. So you're afraid of your general lack of culturedness? Much like on a previous show reflected on your lack of ability to use a chopstick.
So it's tied into that. I mean, this is a deep-seated underlying thing. And you feel
like a foreigner in your own country?
Like, someone will be like, very simple, like, oh, we're going to go get oysters.
Oh, it's great, yeah. Oysters are great.
I don't know how to fucking eat an oyster. No. No.
No, yeah.
No.
No?
Mm-mm. 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 Someone will rattle off the name of a restaurant. And then it's like you can tell because they said the name of the restaurant instead of the cuisine it's a place. Like it's more about the place you're going than what they serve there. And then I'll Google it and then it'll be like, you know, four monies or whatever, which is fine. I'm fine with the four monies. But then like when something's that expensive, there's like strings attached. Yeah. And then you're looking, it's like attire, formal. And then I'm like, oh, this is going to be the kind of restaurant where there's courses.
Oh, and it's
there's a zillion forks.
Do you get bill phobia? And not so much of like paying the bill, but like that you the guy who's sitting with you orders like a $15 martini, and you go, I hope we're not whacking this up into like fours, right? Well, I hope we're not evenly distributing the bill.
I get a
if not, then I'm getting an app. But if I got to pay for it, if we're going to whack it up, I'll get the app.
Yeah.
If I'm paying myself, then I'm not going to get the app.
Well,
you know?
So I don't fear that so much because I'm very terrible with money.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't fear that. I fear like, when it comes down, it's like, I'm going to look at the menu and everyone's going to be like, oh, we've got to have the blah, blah, fucking blah. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. Yeah. Everyone's so, and I'm like, do they have like apple fritters?
Chicken fingers?
Do they have chicken fingers? Do they have pizza shooters? No, they've got some animal I've never heard of that lives in like the South Pacific has been flown here. And like whacked up into some thing and then like served a certain way. And then it's like, oh, you know, like some people get sick sometimes, but I like it. And, you know, and it's just like there's some kind of some weird rule, like some part of it you're not supposed to eat. There's just like all this deep food culture and all this deep like outing culture.
Social culture?
Social culture.
You're afraid of social culture.
Where I'm just like, I just want to go to a bar and drink with my buddies, and like, I'll eat if I'm hungry, and I'll eat just enough to not be hungry anymore, and I don't care what it is.
I never put you through an outing.
No.
No.
When we go out, you're like, we're going to see some titties. There's going to be some gambling involved.
Yeah.
This is you, by the way. This is how you sound.
This is my voice.
Going to be some titties.
I sound like Elvis.
Yeah. Going to be some titties. Going to be some gambling. We're going to get hot tips.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm comfortable with that,
right? There may be a sense of danger.
There may be a slight sense of danger. Someone might get jumped.
Yeah.
It might be one of us.
We might wind up in a neighborhood. We're like, how the fuck we get here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I'm actually more comfortable being unsafe walking from the cab to the bar, then I am going somewhere where they're gonna be like, the menu's all gonna be in French.
Right. Yeah. See, I feel that as a human being, I've done much more in life to try to be cultured than you. And it could be I grew up in L.A.
Yeah.
You did not.
I grew up in the South.
Yes. You grew up in a place devoid of... It has a culture.
It has its own culture that is impenetrable to outsiders. You wouldn't do well in the South.
Why?
Oh, you're kind of Jewish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They don't like those kinds.
Was it my Woody Allen? Like, I couldn't just walk into a normal place and be like, you know, like Woody Allen said.
Yeah, if you dropped that bullshit, we'll love you.
Yeah.
Don't make us feel stupid. We're very anti-intellectual.
Yeah, right.
So my fear is then I've started, I moved and I've got this whole new circle of friends that is not like radio friends and like hood rat friends. It's this new like tech scene culture people that I'm with. And I go to the,
that's a different crowd, man.
I go to their homes and I go to the places that they go. And I'm like, your house is like a museum. And in the back of my mind, I think, like, is this like, this is like your parents' house, right? Like, this isn't. And they're like, no, I own this. I decorated it.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, oh, they're a fucking adult.
Yeah. Did you get that vibe coming to the Perry residence?
A little bit, but it's got the Perry vibe. Like, you picked a very Todd home.
Okay. All right.
I wouldn't be like, this is a museum. I'm like, this is like a very cool home.
It's a party house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got it's like a very cool vibe that you got this going on that puts the mind at ease. You got a flamingo that greets you when you walk into the studio here. But the culture, like that, all that stuff, I'm like, I don't want to sit on your furniture. I don't want to go to your French restaurant.
Now, is that transplants to San Francisco that are trying to overcome where they're from, or is that...
I don't know.
I don't think it's locals. I don't think it's people born there.
It's certainly not people that are born there.
I think it's just people trying to be fancy pants.
No one's born there. This is like saying someone's from Mars. It's like, no, we sent them there in a spaceship.
Yeah, LA has that thing, too. But the thing is, when you're going to the French restaurant and shit, and it, like... there is something great about doing something cultured and new and different and expanding yourself. There's another thing of just being fucking pretentious.
So people see...
There's a fine line of what is culture and what is pretentiousness.
So I can't get my head... And so your thing about me in one of the aborted shows for this season where I got a little unhinged about it is like...
Drunk.
That no one will ever hear. I pray to God. You can play it at my funeral.
Yeah.
I insist.
Oh, actually, we're going to release all of it after you die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which will be in...
And be like, this was the real Mark!
It'll be in like 6 or 7 years based on my pizza intake.
Yeah. It's going to be like the Nixon tapes, essentially.
And
I don't know about these Jews.
I walk the line of going, are they being pretentious? Or are they just actually like this? And I am lashing out because I feel like such an outsider. And this is all...
So you lash out towards pretentious when it could be they just like good shit.
They're just way more cultured than me.
Yeah.
And this is my comfort zone. And then is it the, should I be 1% better? Should I become more like that? Should I get more comfortable? Or should I just be like, I'm going to stay true to myself? And is staying true to yourself being like, George W., I'm not going to reevaluate the intelligence. We chose to go to war.
Right.
We're going to fucking stay there forever.
Is that what they talk about in those San Francisco restaurants?
Shit, it's
with
already...
With a bunch of Berkeley liberals rethinking Bush's good decisions?
It's already happening to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So my fear, and this has all just been one example, right? This has all been down one line of thinking, which is like the social, the culture and all that. And it extends further. But really, it all comes to one... Right. I've been able to synthesize it into one... deep question that I'm struggling with, and it keeps me up at night, is that I'm starting to worry and fear that I might be basic.
You know, there's a wow.
I don't like using like media platforms to come out. I feel like that's always a little self-serving.
There's a old radio show I used to listen to where they were giving people solutions for male pattern baldness.
Mm.
And they said that if you started to realize your hair was thinning, 40% of it is already gone.
Mm.
If you come to the point where you're admitting personally that you are, if you're admitting that, then what's going to happen is actually it means everybody around you has already come to that conclusion. There are many people out there that are fighting to not be basic and that are basic as fuck. And that in their own head, they're like, I'm a rebel.
Yeah,
I'm doing shit my own way.
Yeah,
I am very fashionable. I have fantastic taste in art, media, food,
yeah,
design.
Yeah,
they believe that.
They do.
But the reality is it's not true at all. There's nobody out there that really thinks they're basic unless there's somebody that's come around so far. Like there's like people who are like rednecky. They're like, fuck you, I'm a redneck.
Yeah.
And it's like aggressive basic.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe... The thing is, you can't come out of this. If you sit and understand inside your own sense of being that you are basic, everything you try to do that is non-basic is going to scream desperation. Like right now, Mark. Now, Mark.
Yes, Todd.
You are wearing a brown, non-branded polo shirt.
Yeah.
That looks to be about 50% polyester.
Yeah.
50% cotton. I didn't notice this shirt the whole time. I just now noticed the shirt. I've been with you for about 4 hours today,
yeah,
and I just noticed your shirt. It was invisible to me. It was so basic.
Yeah. This is
that it makes zero statement. And the thing is, it's not like you're a Buddhist monk trying to go through this world like a ghost or a shadow. You're a young man that's trying to maybe... put his thing in a woman's thing.
Yeah.
Maybe try to make a little money.
Yeah.
Maybe try to make a couple waves here in the world of podcasting.
Yeah.
And then I go up to the top. And it is nice. You do have a good head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
But what did Clark Kent do with his hair to appear normal and non-alien? Exactly what I see happening on the top of this. You're like a human impersonator. You're so basic. Okay. It's like Clearwater, Florida, maybe. How about Alpha Centauri? Okay, and your jeans, they're not tight. They're not loose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't notice them. The only thing I noticed was that it was warm day and you weren't wearing shorts. Now let's get down to the shoes.
Oh, boy.
Let's see them.
I think these shoes make a hell of a statement.
You're wearing Nike Air. They look kind of old school, but not old school in a way that people of my generation appreciate. Old school like the 70s. They're like 1991. And the thing is, they're a weird color scheme. Like, you, like there used to be kids that I was growing up that would go to Korea for the summer. And they would come back with Nikes. And they're like weird color combinations that people in America couldn't like.
Mm-hmm.
They're like K-pop Nikes.
Mm-hmm. I really,
I feel like you got these on eBay from Korea.
I really like these shoes. I wear them like every day.
Are you
day.
Passionate about these shoes?
I think they're very comfortable. I can just slip them on and off.
Mm. Yeah, these shoes have an old man being retro thing going on.
I've gotten plenty of compliments on these shoes. Plenty. So here's my problem. I had this conversation last night. I was on a date, and we were at her place.
Yeah.
She opened a nice bottle of wine.
Oh, what kind?
I don't know. Oh no. Okay, so I don't know the winery. I don't know the vineyard.
Do you know the varietal?
It was a Pinot.
Oh, okay, that's good.
It was a Pinot.
Pinot, that's good. So if anybody in the audience is bae when it comes to their choice of wine, just get a Pinot. People will think you're cultured if you roll up with a Pinot, and it's not basic, and everybody likes a Pinot.
And so I'm starting to tie more into your point about aliens pretending to be humans.
Yeah.
Because she opens this Pinot, and I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. And she's like, do you like Pinots? And I said, sure.
Yeah.
And I would have said sure no matter
regardless.
What.
She was like, do you like white Zin? Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Do you have a rosé?
Yeah.
Last year was very good for rosé.
Do you have the box with the bladder full of wine?
Space bag.
And she pours it. And it was actually fantastic. Yeah. And she played it down. I was like, oh, where'd you get it? And she's like, oh, you know, it's some winery.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, because I'm like, and I was joking. I'm like, I never know, like, you know, everyone buys so much wine that they, you know, it's like you open it and you don't remember where you got it. So you're like, I like this, but I'm never gonna have it again.
Right.
And
I gotta email myself. This is a good wine.
Text yourself a picture of the label, and it's like, oh, I don't remember if I got this from the fucking BevMo 5-cent wine sale, or if this was like a weekend trip to Napa, and it's like a 3-case. You know,
see, I never have that problem because if I get a bottle of wine, it goes that night. It doesn't like, I was talking to my wife. I was like, we should get a wine cooler. She goes,
why
the fuck would we? He goes, you drink everything we have that night.
So
it doesn't last 6 hours in the house.
And so
I've never had a glass of wine. I go, tastes corked. It's not a problem.
The problem I had was I'm having this conversation. That was pretty convincing, right? That what I was just saying was so convincing, it launched us into a bit of a side tangent about wine.
But really, you know nothing about wine.
I don't know anything about wine, and it's all fake.
Was it Pinot Noir or Pinot Grigio? Do you know the difference?
Pinot Noir. I know what Pinot Grigio is.
Okay.
Well, I know what Pinot Grigio looks like.
Okay.
So it was Pinot Noir. But so my point is, I was like, oh, yeah, like, oh, I was just up in Napa over Memorial Day weekend. I, you know, like, you just roll around and you sign up for all these wine clubs and you've got wine rolling in. And
you're just buying wine.
And that's
just
true.
Costs money.
And I do, but I don't know anything about it. And the reason that I will go up to Napa and then, like, sign up for wine clubs and then have wine being shipped to me for ungodly prices and have it in my home is so that I can, one, tell the story.
Yeah.
And two, if someone comes over, I have wine that's from some place where I can tell them that's where I got it, but I'm not doing it to seem cool. I'm doing it because I feel like it's expected, and if I don't do it, I seem like I'm a fucking basic bitch.
Right, yeah.
And it's totally like I've studied humans as alien life. I mean, you've like really opened my mind on this. And I'm like, it's totally like I came and I studied them and now I'm back and I'm walking among them. And I'm like, I too went to the Napa.
You're like a bad Robin Williams movie.
Yeah. And
I like what you said previously, and only an alien would say this. It was like, I immediately got this whole idea of like a fucking new podcast. And you're like, every bottle of wine has a story. And I thought, yes, every bottle of wine does kind of have a story. Because it's like, I could take out like, this is a drank bottle of Strawberry Hill. That's the night I hit my wife one too many times. You know, like, no. This is a bottle of Pinot Noir I got up in Napa.
This was a particularly dank bud.
Right, yeah, you know. You get every nug of weed
has a story.
Yes, every bottle of wine has a story. Every Bud Light Platinum drank in the... You know what? Here's the deal.
That McDonald's hash brown wrapper can take us all the way back to OG King Season 2 first recording session.
See, I've come to the point where I think I'm meta basic.
Okay.
All right.
So you're... Oh, I'm going to let you tell it. Okay. Let Todd tell it.
Now, you tell me if I'm right or I'm wrong. I feel like I'm naturally unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Human being that's trying very hard to not seem like a wacko to other people.
Okay.
That's how I feel internally. Now, the way I'm projected on the world may be totally different. There might be Todd Perry... fucking boy next door, right?
Mm-hmm.
That could be people's perception of me.
Hey, fun Todd. He wears silly hats. He's got his Raiders gear on.
Yeah.
Hey, he drives a Versa. He's pretty low-key.
Yeah, that's a very basic car. Oh, I'll tell you this. One of my neighbors, they had a, in the neighborhood, the guy, this is a real estate agent that runs this neighborhood named Doug Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been on like Flip or Flop and all these real estate shows, and he's a great guy. And he had like a poker night.
Is sold his middle name?
Huh?
Is sold his middle name?
Yeah. Sold by Dick. No. Yeah. Oh, God, that's great. But he runs the neighborhood, basically, okay. in the ranches, right? So I'm sitting with this guy, and I go to like bum a smoke off this guy named Eric that lives in the neighborhood.
Sure.
And he's kind of fashionable guy, and we're standing outside and having a smoke, and he goes, "Is that your car?" And points at my Nissan Versa. I go, Yeah. And I'm trying to make friends with people in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You drive that? That's the most fucking obnoxious, ugly car. Like, why the hell would anybody choose to drive that?"
It's very fuel efficient.
Yeah. And I was like, because I don't care.
But not a hybrid.
I don't care. Yeah. Exactly. It's the most mediocre, blah automobile one could ever own. And so,
by the way, that is the Bud Light Platinum of economy sedans.
At least Bud Light Platinum gets you fucked up.
Well, because the Versa's not a Civic.
It's like the, yeah.
But it's you know, it's also not a Prius.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
My wife's credit union, I got a deal. So.
Yeah, people don't see that and go, "Oh, well, that's the best he can do." They're like, "That's what he did?"
Yeah, right, yeah. I could have done a little worse and done better. I could have done a little better and done better.
Yeah.
But so, and so he's like, "You drive that." I was like, "Yeah, but I live in this neighborhood. I got a nice house up the block. Like, I'm not slumming it in life." And then he goes,
"Can't do it.
You can't open them.
Well, your hands are too sweaty.
No, your hands are too delicate.
They're too sweaty.
You've got city hands, Hooper.
I work at Google, brother. We don't use our hands for nothing."
Goes into the hole, out of the hole. So I'm sitting there. I was like, "No, that's my car." And he goes, "See that?" And he points to his brand new Porsche.
Oh, fuck
and he goes,
off.
He goes, "That's a fucking car." And I was like, "All right, bastard, let me drive this fucking car." Now I got a good buzz on, right? And so I get in the car and...
You're like, "Let me DUI in your Porsche."
Hey, how better?
Which Porsche?
I don't know. It was just a new... I don't know shit about cars. It was a new Porsche.
911. That's pretty...
All I know is that when I hit the gas, it sounded like a coffee maker going you could hear the gas running through it.
Porsche 911, the McMansion of sports cars.
Is it?
Yeah.
All I know is, well, the guy is a car designer. That's what he does for a living. And he looks like a total hipster. So anyway, I get in his car, and once I get in, he's blaring. He has like Paul's Boutique by the Beastie Boys, and he's blaring it. I'm like, I love this guy. This guy's the biggest, most obnoxious asshole that ever lived, and I want to party with this guy every night. I'm sure he has coke. So I start rolling around the neighborhood in his Porsche. But the guy accused me of being basic. Now here's the thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm strange enough of a human being that could never approximate normalcy ever, even if I tried.
So you're trying, you.
If I do basic shit, it's I feel like it's water off a duck's back. But that could just be wild narcissism.
So I have two things I want to get through here quickly. The first one is I am inherently basic, and I try to find tactical ways to seem interesting.
Yeah.
You are so bizarrely interesting as to be unrelatable, and you are a man of the people, which puts you at odds with yourself, and the natural resolution is you try to pick up tactically basic things to ground yourself and be more relatable.
Yes. Now, would...
Now,
without me saying that, would you glean that from me knowing me?
Yes. But I deemed it quirkiness because I'm an optimist.
Good. It's not savage.
Now, Todd.
Yes, Mark.
Now, if you follow politics like I do, you've heard a phrase, a certain phrase that gets tossed around during election seasons. When there's a Supreme Court justice who's gazing longingly at a grave.
Yeah.
And that phrase is litmus test.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Is there a basic litmus test? That is because there's been a lot of speculation thrown out. There's been a lot of I'm trying to be basic because I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And then I'm like, I'm trying to not be basic. And Todd's swearing I am. I think I am. Crisis of faith. Blah, blah, blah. But is there a definition of basic? Can I assess someone based on some characteristics and say, this is a, you know, and they're going to look inside themselves, and I'm like, well, I'm going to determine if this person's going to be one of the 12 people I'm friends with, but they can't be basic, so I'm going to use this criteria to determine.
I think there's a couple things that are definitely red flags or alarms that sound off. Now, let's just say you go to a Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
What do you order?
Can I see the menu?
No.
Oh, I see what you're at.
You're at a regular Italian restaurant. Even before you go to the restaurant, you haven't seen the menu, and you kind of think about, like, what am I going to eat?
Is there a... So
I see the corners of your mouth are twitching right now. You're like, again, it's like seeing the gray alien from Communion that has taken on human skin. Like, it's almost like he's being called out, like K-Pax.
Rigatoni? Is that a... That's a thing. That's a thing.
I think rigatoni is a kind of noodle that only appears in Chef Boyardee food. Nobody goes...
Ravioli! I mean ravioli!
You don't even know the gradations of pasta. You have to fall back on... rigatoni? Are you an 80-year-old man?
Is there like it insalate? What is that? That means salad, I think.
Yes, it means salad in Italian. So I was going to say, like, at first I was like, rigatoni, that's a little different. And then I was like, no, he actually has no basic idea of non-American food.
I don't think I would order that and not be quite sure what was going to arrive.
You're like sub-basic. Okay. You're not basic. Like,
based all that off one answer.
Yes, because here's the deal. The answer would be if you said, I'm going to have the chicken parm. And then you'd be like, 80% of everybody walks into an Italian restaurant. If that's an option, a good Italian restaurant won't even have it on the fucking menu, right? They might have a veal parmesan, right? Because they don't want everybody just to go to that. Like, moths to a fire, fat Americans love chicken parm. I thought you were going to be a chicken parm man, but you said something that isn't even on a menu of a restaurant that would stay in business.
So I did ask if there was a menu, and if I probably would order chicken parmesan if it was on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just like, name some things that would be on the menu at an Italian restaurant, I immediately, my brain first was like, Italian salad. And I'm like, I guess they would just call it salad. And then I guess there's variations. Well, so pasta, rigatoni.
Yeah. Now, here's another question.
Okay. Let's just, food. I mean, like, I'm not a foodie.
What are your last three Instagram posts?
Ooh. Oh, I'm going to have to pull them up.
Just the last three. I don't want you to edit it.
I don't have Instagram on my phone. I'm going to pull up Instagram.com/SpiffyMark. Spiffy Mark.
You know, I feel like it's non-basic to not have the app. But actually, anybody who goes to the URL of Instagram might be a sociopath.
Oh. I'm on the URL. So my last three photos are... Ben Folds at a piano 15 weeks ago at the Montalvo Arts Center.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to go. See, here's the thing with Ben Folds.
Okay. Do you want to know the other two, or are we going to go down to Ben Folds?
We're going to go through everything. Okay. The thing about Ben Folds is Ben Folds is a great musician. He writes very likable tunes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. His tunes are witty. Right?
Yep.
And sometimes...
Song for the Dumped.
Yeah, no.
Kate?
There's a lot of good Ben Folds songs. I've seen Ben Folds live.
Landed?
Before. I don't know that one.
Okay.
But sometimes humor in music is funny the first time.
Uh-oh.
The third time, I got the joke, and it's fleeting.
To quote Homer J. Simpson, he who is tired of Weird Al is tired of life.
That's going to be my next mantra, actually. Yeah. That's like the greatest. So I like Ben Folds, but I feel like Ben Folds doesn't stick to the bones.
Okay.
All right. Next.
Okay. Ben Folds is like cheese puffs.
Yeah. I like it in the moment.
Yeah.
But I'm not thinking about the cheese puffs I ate the next day.
I kind of regret it.
Yeah.
I kind of binged on cheese puffs.
Yeah. And then I got that one like, you know, chalky piece of cheese on the back
chalky
of my
piece of kitschy molar. Music.
Yeah.
So the next post is me on stage at a press event for my job. That's a photo someone else took that I Instagrammed.
Would you consider your job? Your job is not basic.
Well, so I'm.
But it's a job a basic guy would really want.
I'm on stage.
A non-basic person would never want your job, but.
So
it's a basic person's dream job.
I'm not the presenter.
It's his escape from the mundane is your job. Oh, my God, there's a water slide in the office. Thank God. But what are you doing? Code. That's what you're really doing. You're not working with fancy fabrics and cool things. You're working code. And Mother Google sits there and goes, if we put a water slide in the office, a bunch of guys will sit and fucking make widgets and think they're not basic.
So in the photo, I am not the presenter. I am the tech demoer that's next to the presenter running the demo.
So you hit the space bar.
I was playing a video game while they talked.
That's kind of revolutionary.
So my third photo.
You're kind of undermining reality there.
Yeah. You know. My third photo, which I want to get to because I feel like you'll appreciate it, is a cup of coffee.
King Chambers isn't basic. He's changed how he thinks. He's socialized more like an alien being who's landed his ship to learn from earthlings and commune